Would you like to live in a world with no stress? Picture it. No worry, no anxiety, no pressure. Sound nice? Maybe for a moment, but stress is woven into our experience of life so deeply, so essentially, that disentangling it from life itself is impossible. As tough as stress can be to cope with sometimes, we would be a lot worse off without it. Humans have a stress response for a reason. It prepares our mind and body for what we need to do in the moment and in the moments ahead. Evolutionarily, our body's natural stress response saved our prehistoric lives time and again. It's the reason we're here today, and we still rely on it to motivate us, to give us a surge of energy and clarity, to deliver the physical and mental resources we need to meet a challenge. And a healthy peak and recovery stress response, where we experience a shot of stress and then we recover quickly afterward, is actually good for the body. We humans are exquisitely built to handle stress. In fact, we need it. In the right dosage and frequency, it helps keep our cells young and vital. But these days, most of us do have a stress problem. We're turned on to stress all the time. Stress is the ocean we swim in. From the moment our eyes open in the morning to when they drift closed at night, we are flooded with constant stress triggers, demands and deadlines, logistics, to-do lists, unexpected crises, both small and large, thorny conversations. There are so many triggers that can set off your body's stress response, activating that potent cocktail of stress hormones that courses through your bloodstream and affects everything, from how fast your heart beats, to how you digest your food and store fat, to how you think. Even our own thoughts become stressors that our bodies respond to. In fact, our thoughts are actually the most common form of stress. So what do we do? We can't eliminate stress. It will always be a part of life. Anything worth doing will have aspects of stress woven throughout: challenge, discomfort, risk. We can't change that. But what we can change is our response to stress. And in a rapidly changing, unpredictable world, we can do this with a beautifully simple pivot. We can learn to expect the unexpected. Stress isn't inherently bad, but chronic stress is. I study stress and its impact on well-being and aging. I've looked at stress under the microscope, investigating how it can change the structure of our very cells, right down to our telomeres, the caps at the ends of our chromosomes that turn out to be important biological markers of health and aging, microscopic clocks hidden inside each of our cells. And what I've seen is this: chronic stress, the type that goes on for years and years, has a toxic effect on your body. It wears out your cells prematurely. A lot of the advice we get about how to deal with the stress in our lives is good, but incomplete. Get rid of stressors. Learn strategies to relax. To those I say, absolutely, these are great first steps. And in fact, in this book, I offer effective strategies for both reducing stressful situations and truly relaxing. But there's a big caveat. First, you can't eliminate all stressors, not even close. Stress is interwoven into even the most joyful and fulfilling aspects of our lives. Everything from parenting to career growth to reaching for big life dreams can be very stressful. These things are stressful because we care a lot about them. We can't just stop caring, nor do we want to. And second, many strategies for relaxation end up being quick fixes, band-aids, that don't really help you in the long term. When the next wave of stress comes along, it's just as overwhelming as ever. I told you stress can be a good thing, but chronic stress doesn't do anything good for you. It's only damaging. There's a whole litany of health ramifications of chronic stress that we could go through. like increased risk of obesity, heart disease, diabetes, depression, and dementia. But the main thing to understand is that chronic stress gets into your cells. Chronic stress leads to elevated blood levels of the triad of important stress factors: cortisol, oxidative stress, and inflammation. And when these are ever present inside your cells, your telomeres, those protective caps at the ends of your chromosomes, get worn down. They get shorter faster. Why does this matter? Because critically short telomeres damage our mitochondria, the batteries in our cells that give us energy and keep our cells healthy. And worse, when a worn-out cell reaches the end of its healthy life, it enters a harmful and irreversible state of old age called replicative senescence. Fortunately, we can turn things around before they reach that state